Home Sweet Cave on this moment of Indiana history. In May 2009, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources closed Indiana caves, sinkholes, tunnels, and abandoned mines to the public to protect the Indiana bat. No more than 2 inches long and weighing a quarter ounce, the dull gray bat's habitat spans the eastern United States. The total number of Indiana bats declined by 50% from 1985 to 2010. Almost a quarter of this endangered population spends its winter hibernating in caves in Indiana. The Hoosier State's ample bat habitat is a function of its geological heritage and industrial history. The karst topology of southern Indiana is characterized by sinkholes and caves carved by groundwater seeping through soluble limestone. Many of the state's other underground rooms and tunnels are man-made remains of its once-booming mining industry. Although most of Indiana's deep shaft coal mines were abandoned by the 1950s, bats seek out the dark, cool spaces. In 2007, the already endangered bat encountered an additional challenge. A lethal disease spread by a fungal pathogen was decimating a variety of bat species in the Northeast and Appalachian states. Although white nose syndrome had not been reported in Indiana at the time of the closure, limiting human access to bat habitat may support the bat's fragile life cycle. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, a new way to live history. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.